This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, interpreting voice through piano. Jazz pianist Brad Meldo on his instrument and inspiration from the late singer Nick Drake. First, aside from the race for the White House and the Senate contests, this year's election also features a big struggle for the House of Representatives, where Democrats need to pick up 13 seats to take control. That's a lot. In Washington state, the 8th District offers two well-known, if unlikely, candidates running against each other. Here's NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
One thing is certain. The winner will be a guy named Dave. In the Republican corner stands Dave Reichert, tall, silver-haired, a chiseled face, and piercing blue eyes. He looks like Central Casting's idea of a police chief, and in fact, he is the King County Sheriff and the man most responsible for bringing the nation's most prolific serial killer to justice.
We've all lived for this day. You never forget a case like this. We have always wanted to solve this case, and when I was presented with that DNA evidence, I have to tell you, I got a little bit teary-eyed.
Reichert's work on the Green River Killer case brought him celebrity status, and this year into partisan politics. The Democrat in the race is Dave Ross, a popular radio talk show host. His theme is spreading drive-by wisdom to the masses, one listener at a time.
This is News Radio 710 Cairo's Dave Ross Show.
From the global headquarters of the Eastlake Avenue, Crusaders for Common Sense.
On a recent morning, Dave Ross has traded his microphone for a clipboard, doorbelling independent voters in the middle-class neighborhood of Bonnie Lake, a place where large pickup trucks line the driveways and American flags grace the front doors.
Good morning. I'm Dave Ross, running for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. Mm-hmm. We're just doorbelling this morning.
One resident who listens to Ross on the radio wants to know why he's running for Congress.
Because I saw my chance to serve. Politics always intrigued me, but I never thought I'd get the chance to make a serious run at it. I didn't think anybody would vote for me and nobody would give me money.
Ross is a Catholic who supports abortion rights. He opposes the Bush administration's policy in Iraq and would work toward universal access to health care and affordable prescription drugs. George Howland, the political editor of the Seattle Weekly, describes Ross as an interesting guy who's anything but your ordinary Democratic politician.
He's a short, thin, diminutive guy. He looks kind of frumpy in a suit. He kind of looks like the kind of kid who sat in the back of the class making smart aleck remarks in high school. He's very bright, very funny. He's a deficit hawk. He's a charter school advocate, which is unusual for a Democrat.
Republican Dave Reichert supports the Bush tax cut and opposes abortion rights. But for him, the key issue is national security. He supports the war in Iraq and paints himself as a law and order expert, a religious man, and a compassionate one.
You know, a lot of people don't associate compassion with Republicans, and I think that that's one thing that people recognize about me. I think the other thing that I bring to this is determination, tenacity. If someone tells me you can't do it, it just challenges me all the more.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. It's good to see you,
you're
too.
Your next congressman.
Hello, hi, how are
good
you?
Good looking. Better up close.
Oh, thank you very much.
Reichert mingles easily among the stalwarts at the Eastside Republican Club, among them Tricia Richards.
When you talk to Sheriff Dave, you find out that the things, the core values that that man has are those values that we need to keep in this area. He's religiously conscious. He cares about families. He cares about keeping government out of our lives as much as what they are.
The 8th District is generally considered moderately conservative on fiscal matters, but moderately liberal on social issues. In the last two presidential election years, the district supported a Republican for Congress and a Democrat for president. What voters in the 8th will do this year remains an open question. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.